Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Now there's more to say about judgment tomorrow, when we look at verses 3 to 5. But for today, a couple of thoughts. Firstly, we see at the beginning of this chapter, we are being warned. And there are three warnings, or perhaps three dangers, in the first part of chapter 7, building towards the golden rule, do to others as you would have them do to you. We've got, first of all, the danger of judgmentalism, or actually I would say being condemnatory, the danger of folly, and the danger of misunderstanding the Father. And we'll come on to those when we get there, but for today, just this word judge, the word in the Greek, krinoē, which means to discern or to judge judiciously, to be judgmental, and I think the most useful word for us, to condemn. Do not condemn or you will be condemned. So it's not about not making any judgments. We're going to see the significance of that when we get to verse 6. But it's about not condemning. It's not your place, nor mine, to condemn. Only God has the moral capacity, the right to do so. And this goes back to the Beatitudes, about being someone who's merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. When we live a merciful life towards others, it's funny how that mercy comes back to us. And even if it doesn't come back to us fully in this life, we know that God will bless us with His mercy. So perhaps today's devotional thought is to pray to be a person of mercy, to be a person who is repelled by your own tendency to condemnation. Let's not condemn others, for God does not condemn us. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.